Wake up with Webster, now with added tinsel.
TFM.
Now, what is it with all these elves on the shelves shenanigans I see going on my Facebook feed right now?
You're just jealous because you've not got one.
Yeah, how do you get one?
I don't know. We'll have to send a letter to the big fella.
An invite required, I think. These elves are causing mischief all over Tayside and Fife, right?
But they're really funny.
Craig, who's an incredulous dad, got in touch to tell us a story about his elf.
He's been doing some really naughty things over the last few days.
What's he been doing?
Well, we found poo in the toilet yesterday.
What? No!
Yep.
You serious?
There was poo in the toilet, yes. Little round poos in the toilet.
Oh, this elf needs a proper telling off.
He certainly does. He certainly does. And today he cut out paper shapes and left them on our worktop this morning.
And you didn't hear a thing during the night?
We didn't know that anything was going on.
Wow. Craig.
And, what do you do about this? Is there anything you can you lock him away in a cage?
Well, we've tried that, but he keeps escaping. That's the problem, yeah. We just can't seem to do anything. Every day something happens.
He sounds really frustrated, Craig, doesn't he?
At least he's got a house-trained elf. Well, that's always good.
Suppose you got a point. He did mention poo quite a lot, didn't he? And then Ellen, young Ellen, got in touch to tell us about her elf. What's it called again, Ellen?
Buddy.
Okay, it sounds like he's a pal. He's your friend, but is he?
Because he was putting,
wee
balls on my door and then climbing up them.
Like a little ladder?
Yeah.
Okay, and has he made any mess yet?
Yeah.
What kind of mess has he made?
He's writing on the mirror.
Oh, man. Does he get in trouble? Don't your mum and dad go crazy at him? Because it sounds like he's naughtier than you are.
Yeah.
Do you tell him off as well?
Yeah. I say, naughty buddy.
Naughty buddy.
Naughty buddy.
So, does that mean you get to name your own elf? That's the vibe I'm getting here.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I've never had one either,
That's why we needed to find out. So, Megan called us as well to tell us about her elf. Megan, what have you called yours?
Scout.
Okay, what's Scout been doing?
Well, last year, because he's not here yet, he stuck pants all over the Christmas tree.
No way!
Yes. Oh, one day he stuck red noses on all of my pictures.
Oh, the Scout.
Cheeky Scout.
So when do you expect him to turn up?
When the Christmas tree comes.
Ah, I see. So we're getting more clues now.
So that's what happened. Have you got your tree up yet?
I hope they were clean pants. It's up already.
So no elves?
As it might be hiding somewhere.
Oh, maybe.
I'm not sure. Maya called us as well. She's 7 years old and she told us all about her amazing elf. What's it called, Maya?
Edwin.
Edwin sounds like a quite well-behaved elf.
He is not.
What's he done?
He's taken the toilet roll out of the bathroom and wrapped it all along the Christmas tree.
Oh, he's messed up your excellent new Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Do you tell him off?
Yes.
What do you say to him?
I say to Edwin, clean up that mess right now, elf, and writing to Santa and telling him that you have to go on the naughty list.
So when you come back from school today, he has to have it all cleaned up?
Yeah.
Maya, I hope you and Edwin get on well and your friends by Christmas Day.
We will, thank you.
All right, thanks, Maya.
Have a nice Christmas.
No!
All the feels.
Yeah, it's all there. Listen, you can wake up with us every day. Wake up with Webster here at TFM, 6 till 10. We'll be happy to get your company, even if you're an elf.
Wake up with Webster. Now with added tinsel.
TFM.